Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The day after the government shutdown ends officially, and some workers may be going back as early as today, but there are many residual effects. One of those is air travel, and we have a number of questions for Executive Director of the Westmoreland County Airport Authority, Gabe Bonzo. Gabe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
First of all, congratulations. I found out that your board unanimously voted to name the airport's public safety building in honor of you, who joined that fire department in 1975, 50 years. So bravo to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry. It was a great honor. It was fantastic that they did something like that. Public safety was my life. It still is. And I just can't, you know, put my name on a building. I didn't think that would happen until I was long gone, if at all. And it was a great honor. It really was.
Yeah, so how long are you going to stay with it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm still kicking. I went through the liver transplant about 8 years ago. And I'm feeling good. You know, keep, as long as I'm above the grass and have something to say about it, public safety and airports and that type of stuff, I'll keep doing it.
Well, it's nice to be appreciated, especially by your own community. So, again, that's tremendous honor for you. And I appreciate you using your experience to continue to help. So let's talk about where we are with air travel with regional airports first, and we'll get to the expansion project in a minute. But as of today, based on what's transpired with these FAA cutbacks on travel, how is Arnold Palmer Airport doing?
Yeah, we suffered through some slowdowns as far as scheduling is concerned. No cancellations, just some slowdowns. Nothing as huge as the bigger airports have encountered, but it affects the whole system. We're flying into Orlando, and Orlando definitely had some issues. But I think it'll recover quickly. I think the idea that the air traffic controllers are back in their seats and doing what they do so well, I'm thinking maybe by mid next week we should be back to normal and get just your normal slowdowns, just like always, you know.
Just in time for the heavy travel season with Thanksgiving, just 2 weeks from today, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's nice, especially for our region, that Pittsburgh's opening its terminal. That's going to be a great, great addition to the air system overall. And I think our people from our area, from the tri-state area, really have a jewel. And we'll all use it, that's for sure.
We're going to be broadcasting from the new airport Tuesday morning, so I'm anxious to see the finished product in the transition. So If you're around, come down and see us. We're going to be at Cafe Conmigo, which is a local coffee shop right in the heart of the new airport there. Meanwhile, you're trying to expand your own airport with a $28 million project that you're in the midst of. So you weren't able to get funding in this shutdown period between the federal government and the state. Do you still need that $2.9 million loan as a bridge?
Yeah, you know, what we'd like to do, Larry, is just have that as a what if. You know, things have been tumultuous as far as funding is concerned, and we have so many different areas that we, for this project, that we got money from, you know, from the state, from the federal, from local, and, you know, it just makes good business. Some of the grants that we had in place were a little bit slower than we anticipated, just, you know, because people weren't working. And it's just good business to have that available to us. And we'll use the funds that are already keyed to that project to pay that loan back immediately. So we're anticipating, we only think it's going to be a six-month period that we need that bridge, but we got it for a year just in case.
And
that's good business.
When do you anticipate the expansion project to be completed?
27. Sometime in 27. There's three phases. First phase will be done in spring of next year. And as far as the terminal is concerned, it'll be usable. We made some provisions to move people back and forth in the new hold area. So that portion should be done about late spring, early summer.
And while I got you, you planning another air show?
Not yet. we haven't heard back from the. You know, one of the things that happened when the federal government shut down, so did the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. So that was, you know, that put the slow down to everything. We're hoping they pick up the pace here in December. The air show convention's early December, and that's usually when we hear. We hope that they have enough time to get their schedules in order and get things taken care of.
Well, that's so, always a
stand
jewel.
Stand by for that news.
All right, you let us know first, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're always my first phone call. So, yeah, Larry, it's a good thing, and I think we're off to the races now. I think, you know, with both the state coming back and the feds coming back, I think we're ready to rock and roll now.
All right, I want to come out to the Gabe Monzo Public Safety Building sometime soon. So, Gabe, thanks for your 50 years of service, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Larry. I really appreciate it. It's quite the honor. Thanks a lot.
You got it, my man. Gabe Monzo, Executive Director of the Westmoreland County Airport Authority at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. Pretty comprehensive update on what's going on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.